to put the focusing things in very gently and lightly, so that if they work, all good, then something happens. If they don't work, nothing is lost. The person can go right on. I don't have to say, move over, I'll drive. You know, here's how you do it. Instead of that, I'll say something very little, like, can you sense that in your body? And then the person will say, huh? And I'll say, well, you were saying, and I reflect their feeling, and we go right on, and there wasn't any much interruption. One important thing I do that's so small, I slow things down a little. Where in simple listening, they say something, you say it back, then you're quiet, they say something, you say it back, they say something, you say it back. I find I can do that, but then at certain points, whenever really I want to, I can say it back a second time much more slowly. Oh, you feel sad about that. And they'll say yes, and besides, and I'll say, wait, that felt really, I could really feel that. There's a lot of sadness there, is that right? And they'll say, and I may even again say, wait, let's just stay with that for a moment. Is that right? Lots of sadness. And then, okay, they go on and I go on. Just slowing people down and staying with something a little bit. And that doesn't have to disrupt everything. So therefore, I don't have to know when to do that. I do it sometimes. I don't have to be certain that, yeah, this is the right spot to do it. I just, you know, if I sense that there might be something here, I just slow us down a little bit just to stay here. That's often enough. And then I also say to people sometimes, it's okay to be quiet for a minute. Or I say, tune me out for a minute and just sense that. Be with that. And again, presently say, well, you talk funny. All right, fine. So I say, that didn't make any sense. And whenever I do this, I try to remember where I interrupted the person, so then I can just bring them back. I say, oh, okay, that's all right. That didn't make sense. You were saying you feel real sad about it. Yes, I do, and we go on. So I don't let my focusing thing disrupt the person's owning the space and the time and the process. And I find that way I don't teach focusing formally to my clients. I use it by putting a little bit here, and that's all. And then I put another little bit there. And so over a period of time, they all learn focusing pretty much. I may say, Hunter, can you sense that in your body? Then I go with them again, wherever they're going. And a little later I may say, well, just imagine you're in that situation and you're going ahead with it. Can you sense what that would feel like in your body? And, oh, yeah, okay, it worked. Or else, blah, 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 as if I hadn't said that. Well, fine, okay, then we go on again. And so over a period of time, in little bits, all these different things, I may find places to put them. And then it's true, once in a while I've seen somebody for some time and they still haven't learned focusing, and then I actually may say, look, I go all over the world teaching this thing, and you're even paying me, and I haven't taught it to you yet. Can I have 10 minutes to show you this thing? And then if it doesn't work, that's okay. And that's important, because if people think I can't work with somebody unless my thing works, that's also wrong. People make that assumption sometimes. No, no, no. There's all kinds of avenues of help, so it isn't as if you don't focus, it's lost or something. It's just a way, and I'll show it to you.